once again, it's fun time. Yes, it is. And that's because this is Crossbody Pro Wrestling. Out of Canada, marvellous wrestling promotion, which I really love. And Andrew Love, what a segue. You really are working at such a high level today. I know. Andrew Love is in the first match with Dee Smith, which is an internet title. Dust up. And I was rather concerned when Matthew Grant, the Standard, lost the internet championship belt, but now he's dropped his standards and joined Crystal Moon. Not really, they're doing very well together, but he's a naughty gentleman. And I like Dee Smith with this belt. I like the way he loves the belt. Not that Matt Grant didn't, but it's just it's nice to see people handle the belt differently. And you know, you're always going to get a different kind of championship reign with different people, aren't you? And Andrew Love doesn't half take this to him. Nice drop kick. Smith comes up with a kind of sleeper, but Love catches him sleeping, himself, crucifix for a two count. A more conventional sleeper from Dee Smith. It was a kind of a sort of choky sleeper in the first one. This is more of a conventional one. I think I heard Andrew Love scream. I don't think anyone's ever screamed from a sleeper, but I'm sure that you could. He then hits a lovely missile drop kick. Nice one from Andrew Love. The ref sees Dee Smith holding the trunks in a roll-up, or the tights if you're American or Canadian. Then Love hits a kind of pedigree, called a facebuster by Speedball Mike, who's on his own again this week. And then there's a lovely Dee Smith Blue Thunder buckle bomb. That has got to hurt. Then he put another sleeper in, kind of sleeper move, arm capture, got the tap, rather good. And then in the back, capital T, capital B, Love's just coming back off a loss. He's favouring his back and the rest of his body is hurting. And Muso attacks him. For goodness sake, at least give him a written invitation. I plan to attack you on at 4 p.m. How about that? Now, next we've got Clyde Kane, who is the Clydesdale, and apparently a bit of a cowboy type. And he's facing Alex Gagne, who of course hasn't had many matches, but he's very well liked because he's in the Crossbody fraternity and academy and all that. Now, Clyde is from Australia, works a headlock to start. Huge backbreaker from Clyde. Clothesline, two count, very nice. Gagne misses a senton and forced to a spine buster. Nice suplex from Clyde for a two count. And then that lovely sliding German suplex and a belly-to-back suplex that Alex likes, that sliding German suplex, and the belly-to-back, well, very naughty. Very, very hurtful, I would say. And a really quite nasty impaler DDT, like a jumping DDT for the pin from Alex. That was rather good as well. Now, this didn't work. It was Shaw and Krobos, Boris and Mark. And there's lots of background noise, but I think Mark's just kind of talking him up. He then leaves. The moment he steps out of shot, the camera swings a bit to our left, and we do see Ahmed and Abu waiting to jump into shot to beat up Boris Krobos. Now, Mark Shaw was only about 10 paces away, and he didn't hear that or see it. I mean, the suspension of disbelief, but come on. Now, next, Aiden Phoenix versus Tyler Thomas. Blummin' heck, this is good. Phoenix gets the armbar. Tyler gets to the ropes. Tyler hits a hip toss, not a tip hoss. Phoenix gets the step-up knee. Phoenix misses a missile drop kick. Tyler hits a shot to the back, belly-to-back suplex for a two count, an elbow drop. There's a counter small package from Aiden Phoenix. Neck breaker with a split leg drop. I love that. Big kick from Tyler Thomas. Sleeper jumps on his back, does Aiden Phoenix. Thomas fades. Then Thomas hits a deadlift twisting suplex. That was beautiful. Aiden Phoenix bridges to avoid, Matrix style really, to avoid a Tyler Thomas boot. But then there's a Tyler Thomas drop kick, which really hit him in the fizzog. or face if one wants. Tyler then holds him off the top. As he jumps off the top, he holds him, puts him in the fireman's carry position, double knee gut buster, gets the pin. It was really good, and Tyler gave him props, and quite right too. To your main event, it's been blooming strong so far. That continues because the commotion, that'll be Grizzly Mac, and the little murder machine, Travis Moore, come out to ask for an open challenge. Who wants this open challenge? The aforementioned Crystal Moon, Heartless, and Matthew Grant. Standard. He's more than standard, let me tell you that. He's the standard. There is, in this match, huge Mac chops to Matthew Grant. He just throws him. He just says, there you go, back to your corner. Throws him into the corner to Moon. Extraordinary. Then there's a Grant distraction for a Moon elbow. Overhand chop. Big chop from Grant. Inside out clothesline. Moon then takes over. Double knees. Sent on. Moore then goes to the top. Missile dropkick, one leg for each. And Mac, a lovely double choke slam. As Speedball tells us, he's half bear, half truck. Yes, I think that's probably right. Then Grant gets a chained fist. And the referee sees him, just as some bloke in the crowd shouts, guy's got a chain. Yeah, he then goes for the women's title belt to use that. Gagne's out because they've got a bit of stuff between them. And grabs the women's belt from him. Moore gets a sunset flip after that distraction for the pin. And Grant and Gagne, double G, fight to the back. Now in the back, capital T, capital B, Big Ben separates them and suggests they have a street fight. It wasn't suggested like this. I suggest and I posit the idea that you two might want to partake in some kind of fight de la street. How about that? Is next Sunday good for you? No, it was like, a street fight! That kind of thing. And they'll fight in the street, or maybe not, there might be the street brought to the ring, at their next PLE when the smoke clears, which I can't wait for. Because this was blooming great, and I really love crossbody pro wrestling. They know exactly what they're doing, and they do it fantastically well. Ta-ta!